888-727-BECK. Pat and Stu, we were just talking about Google technology that may or may not change the world. Ford is coming up with some technology that really could change the way you drive. Their latest thing is they're going to use cameras to keep you from driving too fast. Now, so far, it's your choice. You can engage it or not. And if you engage it, it senses the signage along the road. And like if it's a 60-mile-an-hour zone, you can set the vehicle to adhere to all the speed limits, and it won't go above 60 miles an hour. And if you're going that fast if you're going faster than that, it will actually slow you down without hitting the brakes.
And they have not given you a car to be a test subject for them yet?
Not yet. Not yet. They probably should, though.
Yes.
Because I need this. But it's called Intelligent Speed Limiter, and it works by letting drivers set their maximum speed on the road by using the steering wheel controls. Once a maximum speed is set, the vehicle can then restrict the flow of fuel to the engine. If it reaches a speed that's above the posted limit, then it backs your fuel off and you slow down. And then there's some other kind of deal where if you're on a country road and there's no signage, it's got GPS that can regulate it. Yeah. So it's pretty cool technology. However, it's optional right now. It's your choice right now. It's voluntary right now. Once that's installed in every car, do you think it'll be voluntary anymore? Yeah, this is a great way to just make sure you drive the speed limit.
And what's wrong with that, Pat? Aren't you a rule of law guy? Aren't you a guy who wants to do the rule of law? Isn't that what you always say?
I don't want to be forced. I don't want...
No. Screw that.
There are times when you need to go a little bit faster. You need to pass somebody up or whatever the case may be. No, you don't. You don't have to do that.
No, you don't. Not with the driverless cars.
Everybody I will say that go. That would be a serious problem. I mean, I've had areas like, look, I have a car that goes pretty fast, and while I never ever exceed the speed limit, there are moments in which you're in an area where like someone's pulling into you, they don't know it. Mm-hmm. You can't stop, you can't turn either way to get away from it, and you just need to gun it and get the hell in front of them.
Yep.
And if it's going to slow me down in the middle of that process, I would get very pissed off.
And
probably get in an accident, too.
Yeah.
There are reasons why acceleration is helpful.
Soon both of those cars will be speaking to each other and not hit each other,
right.
So you'll be fine.
I know. Well, once that happens, you will be fine, but right now you won't be.
It's interesting technology.
Yeah, it's a Tesla, by the way, that we test drove had basically where you see on this little speedometer here behind us, like kind of under the 120, 140 area, there was a little sign that said what the speed limit was all the time when you were driving it. I noticed that.
I didn't notice that. That's cool.
Apparently, there's a feature on the Tesla that will kind of do what you're talking about, which it won't slow you down, but it will beep when you hit the speed limit.
Oh, okay.
Which to me would just get annoying. I mean, I don't want it beeping at me every 10 seconds.
I'd probably turn it off.
You can turn it off. It was off when we test drove, obviously.
Obviously.
Beep, 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 beep. It's a cool feature if you're, Pat Gray and your speeding ticket budget is bigger than any other item. Your mortgage.
Bigger than some third world nations, actually.
Yeah, it really is.
So... cool feature. But again, all this technology will one day be used against us. You can bet on that. You can bet on that.
Well, against us is so harsh. You mean for our safety?
Yes, of course I mean for your safety.
Okay.
That's what I mean.